Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That crowd shot in Dallas kind of says it all right there. They either left to avoid the falling ceiling panels or the game's not going too well. And I think we know which it is.
Five games in a row at home that they've been down at some point by more than 20 points. That's not good. I think going six if you go back to the playoffs last year.
Manning cast there. That's J.J. Watt with the Manning. So the Manning cast is the Cowboys got beaten by Houston. Jeremy and Joe, good Tuesday morning. Get you the Jer and Joe's Knowledge Emporium. That's the name I've gone with. I'm sorry.
I like it. Right. I like a good emporium.
It is, by the way, we're getting close to spatchcocking season.
What's that?
Yeah.
And that
I mean, you're talking turkey for tickets. You've never spatchcocked a turkey?
No. What is that?
No?
I forget what this term is every single year until Thanksgiving.
It's when you remove the backbone. So you can, like, flay it out. I've smoked a turkey the last couple of years. You got to spatchcock it, do all the stuff. You
know. So it's kind of laid out flat almost?
Yep.
It's like butterflying a sausage almost in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does that make it juicier or
It's just a
better,
way to even out the cooking, depending on how you're going to do it. But yeah, spatchcocking season. All right. To the Jer and Joe's Knowledge Emporium, things you didn't know you need to know about the NFL games of the last week. We've split the schedule, and we're ready to rock. So, you want to start?
I'll go first.
Let's go with what you teased. You're back in the haters club with somebody.
Oh, you want to start there? All right, I had that bottom. Let's scroll down a little bit here to San Francisco and Seattle.
Predictable.
Where the Niners losing are now in last place in their own division. And now, Kyle Shanahan has a win percentage for his career of 55.2%. That is now 11th among active head coaches. Same win percentage as Chuck Pagano. Kyle Shanahan has 11th in the league.
You know Chuck
what
Pagano there? You feel like people have a standard opinion of Chuck Pagano?
Yeah, does anyone think Chuck Pagano was like an amazing head coach?
Did he win Coach of the Year once?
No, Bruce Arians won Coach of the Year while Pagano, I believe, was dealing with. He had
cancer.
Cancer, I think, I believe.
All right.
Yeah, so Chuck Pagano. No one thinks Chuck Pagano was an amazing head coach, do they?
I don't know.
Same record as Kyle Shanahan. What a fraud. Let's just say it.
Wow.
What a fraud.
You have returned to the haters.
One injury and just poof, the whole season evaporates anytime the Niners have injuries.
Let's go to Saints-Browns. Taysom Hill, first player in NFL history to have 100 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns, 50 receiving yards, and 10 passing yards in a single game.
Insane. That doesn't include, I don't think, the return yards he had.
I've got a hot take.
Uh-huh.
The Saints should retire his number.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here
if
with
the
that.
Ottawa Senators can retire Chris Neal's number.
They should not have done that.
Yes,
though.
They should. It's your own franchise's history. The Saints should retire Taysom Hill's number. Yes.
No, have a standard. Come on.
What's the standard?
The standard is when away fans come to your stadium laughing as they look up in the rafters.
Name 3 retired Saints numbers.
Archie Manning. That's just a total guess. I have no idea if this is retired. Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks?
Deuce McAllister. No, I'm just kidding. Do they have one?
They have 2.
Breeze.
Breeze is not retired.
He will be, though.
Yeah, they only have 2.
Is Archie Manning one of them? is...
No. It's Jim Taylor and Doug Atkins.
I don't know who those people are. What is that, the 70s? The 80s?
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway, they should retire Taysom Hill's number. All right, give me a back-to-back so I have to
My hot take real quick on Taysom Hill should be that all your fantasy leagues now should bar him from entry. Banned.
Did you lose to him this week?
Taysom Hill. No, I had him. Oh. But just the,
on your bench?
No, he was. I had him in my starting lineup. I am not going to be biased here. He should not count. What should he be? Everyone's always arguing every year. He's a tight end. He's a quarterback.
He's a football player.
But that's not a spot.
True.
Taysom Hill is fantasy football. All right, let's go to Steelers and Ravens next. The Steelers, in their last 8 meetings, have won 7 of the 8 against the Ravens. In those 8 meetings, no team has scored more than 20 points.
One of those wins does include the last game of the season last year. Because okay. Baltimore had the 1 seed locked up. Remember, Pittsburgh beat a Baltimore team that wasn't trying and got in the playoffs?
Okay.
Just saying, but, you know, yeah.
But still, in 8 meetings, nobody has scored more than 20.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's 16 scores that both teams have put on the scoreboard, never have been more than 20. Pittsburgh, by the way, in those 8 meetings, have only scored 10 touchdowns.
Yeah. How many punts? 60?
I have 20 field goals. Probably okay. A lot of punts, yeah.
Eagles Commanders, Saquon Barkley is having a great year. No one would dispute that, right?
Yep.
Except for touchdowns. He's not scoring touchdowns. Why is that? Because...
Tush push.
The tush push. Fun fact about Saquon Barkley. I learned this about him. He has 8 touchdowns on the year. 1,100 yards, 5.8 yards per carry. He has 8 touchdowns on the year. Barkley, when he signed with the Eagles, got incentives put in. No touchdown incentives. Smart guy.
Yeah.
I don't want any incentive ties to touchdowns because you're just going to tush push it from the 2
oh, smart.
Or the 1. So Barkley, if you feel bad for him because he doesn't get in, you don't have to. He knew what he was getting into. If you feel bad for your fantasy team, well, that I get.
He scored a couple on Sunday from distance.
Yep.
Which is where he has to score from. Lions and Jaguars, Amon-Ra St. Brown scored another touchdown in this game. You might not think of him as a big touchdown scorer because he's not like big. Right, slot guys usually you don't think of for this. He has a touchdown streak of 7 games in a row. Nobody has had an 8-game streak in 5 years.
Wow.
So he's one away from Devontae Adams with Green Bay was the last one to have 8 in a row. And St. Brown right now is the guy finding the end zone more than anybody in the league.
And this week they play the Colts.
Yes.
That's only a 7.5-point spread.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Indy.
Okay, it's in Indy. That makes a little more sense.
Titans-Vikings. If you think your team's the only team that gets bad calls, Adam Archuleta said during the broadcast, quote, "I don't think I've ever seen so many game-changing critical penalties called against a team." Talking about the Titans.
The Titans?
Yep. They were dinged for a bunch of penalties, including a roughing call in the end zone. Player was hit, and like they called a penalty on it.
Okay.
So... the broadcast crew, for someone to say that, it's kind of nuts.
Did you know that game, the Titans had the longest play of the year in that game?
I did see that. It was
98 yards.
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, a 98-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah.
A reception.
Green Bay and Chicago, Jordan Love, on throws of 10-plus air yards in that game, 6-for-6, 182 yards and a touchdown. And Love now... when he's not being blitzed, leads the league in yards per attempt with 9.5, and he's a full yard better than anybody else.
I feel like the Packers are doing the thing they did last year, where they're just going to be good and make the playoffs, and then they're going to get
they're
in,
gonna heat up,
and they're
at
going
the
to
end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like they that's the Cowboys' downfall started with the Packers destroying them in that game.
Yeah, this year might be Last year might have just been Love was new, right? This year might have been he wasn't healthy. Like, he was playing through injury a lot.
He got hurt in the opener,
right. Now that he's looking healthier, it's amazing to me they didn't win that game by more. The Bears, by the way, they've lost two games on the final play of the game in the last month, you flip those, they don't get a Hail Mary. If the Hail Mary doesn't happen against the Commanders and a field goal doesn't get blocked, suddenly they're 6-4 and their season doesn't seem as much of a tire fire, but
yeah.
But now they're 4-6 and the 4-game losing streak, and the coach is like, I think, dead man walking.
Patriots Rams. Fun fact for you.
It's gonna be a Drake May stat. 100%, right?
Guilty.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, odds on favorite for rookie of the year.
Yep.
He's not running anymore, by the way. He might not win it. He might drift down a bit. Jaden Daniels has 10 touchdowns passing on 294 attempts.
Yeah.
Drake May has 9 on 182 attempts. 110 fewer passing attempts, 1 touchdown behind him. And he also runs for nearly the same yards per game pre-rib injury Daniels. Drake May, what can you get for him for rookie of the year odds? I'm just saying. He's not going to win it. But
right now, he's plus 5,000.
Okay. But Jaden Daniels has started to cool a bit because he's not running as much since the rib injury.
If you were listening, which betting guest was it? Was it Joe Ostrowski last week with Chopin Bulldog? Somebody with Chopin Bulldog said, get on Bo Nix right now for rookie of the year. His odds were still really long. And it was kind of the commentary of, if Daniels misses the playoffs, he might not win it. But now it's too late because they lost, and then Bo Nix had the game he just did. Hmm. So it's not too late. It's just his odds went from plus 1,500 to plus 300.
Wow.
Bo Nix is now plus 300 to win Rookie of the Year. He's climbing fast.
It would make it where this – I got one more for you. I'll just go right into my Chargers-Bengals. Ladd McConkey has a 17-game pace right now of 100 catches, 1,000 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Wow.
Sorry,
I didn't realize
100, that good. 100 targets. 73 catches, 1,000 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Still really good, though.
But what we're seeing right now in this rookie class, the quarterbacks and receivers are living up to it. We've gone through the receivers living up to it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now I've got the quarterbacks. I mean, Caleb Williams has been a little bit up and down. Jaden Daniels has been very good. Drake May very promising. You just went over Bo Nix. McCarthy got hurt.
We haven't mentioned a name that I actually have for my final stat here in Knowledge Emporium. He's the third name in Rookie of the Year odds right now. We haven't mentioned him. He's plus 2,100. He's the third best odds. Still a super long shot, but he's third. Brock Bowers in Las Vegas. So we did this with Kincaid a lot last year, right? And then Laporta season. What rookie tight ends do when they enter the league.
Yep.
The NFL record for receptions by a rookie tight end is Sam Laporta from last year with 86. Bowers already has 70. That's not the stat, though. Bowers has 70 catches in 10 games. So he's on pace for 119 receptions. The NFL record for a tight end in a season is Zach Ertz with 116.
Wow.
If he in his rookie year breaks the tight end record for catches and yards, maybe on that matter, because he's close on that too, is he impossible for this? If he has the greatest tight end season ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rookie of the year doesn't sound like a stretch to me. But you might need, for that though, you might need the Commanders and the Broncos to miss the playoffs too.
Ripping through a bunch of facts on this week in the NFL. One more for me, last one. Broncos-Falcons. The Falcons got dominated in this game. I will now list all of the teams in NFL history of the Super Bowl era that did not get to 10 sacks through their first 10 games. This year's Falcons. End of list.
Wow, that's
the only team in NFL history in the Super Bowl era to not get 10 sacks in their first 10 games.
Wow.
Yep. Atlanta's defense is trash. And their offense up against Denver, was predictable.
Didn't they trade for somebody?
They traded for New England.
Judon.
Yep.
That must not be going great.
Nope. Not for getting sacks. All right, that's all I've got.
That's all I got too.
Very good.
That Bowers one. The reason I brought that up, by the way, I didn't get to this. He had 13 catches in the Dolphins Raiders game this Sunday.
Jonnu Smith was huge in that game too.
The Dolphins, Jonnu Smith. Dolphins didn't punt. They didn't punt the whole game. Very different game for them. It was long drives, possession.
They were
not getting big plays. It was all down the field, and it was working, though.
McDaniel talked about that, said how he was kind of proud of them, but that they were able to stay on the field and stay on schedule.
Yeah.
We're going to break in. Howard picks the Bills, top of the hour. And Paul Hamilton, 8:30. Devin Levi to Rochester will check in on the Sabres as they head out for a West Coast trip. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.